Hi, y'all. This is Kristen Chenoweth.
Hi, I'm Gloria Stefan.
This is Sarah Bareilles.
Hi, I'm Patti LuPone.
This is Lin-Manuel Miranda. You're listening to the Broadway Podcast Network.
Hello, and welcome to the official Broadwasted Podcast, where we're drunk on theater. I'm your host, Brian Plofsky, and willkommen, because today's show is perfectly marvelous. Usually I don't care much, but maybe this time it couldn't please me more. Joining us today is the usual crew of Kit Kat Club performers, including Kevin Two Ladies Jaeger.
Two ladies.
Dweedly-dee-dee-dee. Kimberly, our game master and unofficial babysitter for the hour.
Yeah, hey.
And of course, with us today is a get nobody. Yep.
Fake out.
Fake out.
We're flying solo today.
It's just us today, the big three. So it's time to catch up, talk theater, but mostly drink and play some games. So let's give a big broad-waisted welcome to friends of the show, or really just the show.
Ourselves.
Us.
Yay, us.
That was incredibly narcissistic.
That was
why
a lot.
Why the cabaret quotes for us?
I was feeling cabaret today.
All right.
I call Sally. Yeah.
That's fine. I'll be the
you
MC.
Fräulein Kost.
Thanks.
She's got great songs.
That's true.
She does. That's a great show. That's top three shows for me.
Oh, it's a brilliant show.
So I guess we can start. Obviously, follow us on @BroadWasted, both on Instagram as well as Twitter. We're on Facebook as BroadWasted. And you can find us on iTunes. Just search Broadwasted, and we are there.
Yeah.
We're chilling there.
We're chilling like a villain.
Right there.
Yeah. Just over there on iTunes.
iTunes. MeTunes. You can't
see the screen for iTunes.
Wow.
Wow, wow.
I need more.
This is what happens when you leave us alone.
So what are you guys drinking?
I'm drinking Sam Adams Boston Lager like a man.
Like...
Well, in that case,
Kimberly, what are you drinking like a lady?
Tequila, lemonade, and Sprite.
I'm drinking tequila and Sprite as well.
Yummy.
And it's a delicious treat in my mouth.
I'm glad you like it.
Yeah, man. Yeah.
Brian does not have a sippy cup today, so. Mm-mm.
I'm being ultra careful.
Yep. If he gets really quiet, it's because he's trying really hard not to spill his drink.
I'm trying very hard.
Can't gesture with your hands today.
No. Today, with just the three of us, let's play some games. Let's catch up. Let's talk about stuff.
Okay.
So I don't want to play what have you seen this week. I want to play what are you looking forward to seeing next season on the Broadway.
Okay.
So, Kevin.
Yes.
What are you excited to see next season? What are you excited to see next season?
Next week. Finally, the season has begun.
Yeah, for sure. Yeah. So, honestly, I am super duper excited about seeing Charlie and the Chocolate Factory.
Why?
I just think it's going to be a really incredible production.
Mm-hmm.
And I just am excited to see what they do with it. I always loved it as a kid, as a movie and a book. And mm-hmm. Why not turn it into a musical?
Yeah.
It's true. Cheer up, Charlie.
Oh, I hope that's not in it.
I'm
the song that made every child cry.
I'm like cry of the rare of variety of like
boredom.
No, I loved that song.
Actually, that's right. It made my mom cry, and all of us be like, "Can we fast forward?"
I would.
The mom's like washing the clothes with a big spatula. I don't know why I thought that was
she's
so charming.
She's got four old people who live in a bed in her middle of her
just,
house.
Like live in
that's
the bed.
Like, isn't that some sort of like?
Not okay scenario. Like violation
yeah,
of something.
Of like the rights of old people, elderly.
Probably.
I think they like it. They're chit-chatty.
Yeah, and I mean, it's better than like living on the street, I guess.
Do you think that
but, like, do you think
Grandpa...
she sang that song every day? Like if I was stuck in the bed and had to hear her sing Cheer Up Charlie
well, she didn't
every
sing
day.
It to them. Oh, but that they had to listen
yeah,
to
like
it?
Yeah, like they had to hear it like outside on the
well,
porch.
Well, they know all the words.
They're probably like, ugh. My daughter-in-law.
What's the grandpa's name?
Grandpa Joe.
Do you think that like him learning to walk again is going to be the big dance, like the first big dance number of the production?
I hope so.
And then it's just going to be like a bunch of like the little chorus boys like dressed up as Grandpa Joe, like all dancing, like they're learning how to walk.
I cannot wait to see the line of like Oompa Loompa Twinks all like dancing in a row. I think it's going to be incredible.
Oh, yeah, what do you think they'll do with the Oompa Loompas?
I mean,
children?
No, I think the Oompa
Also,
Loompas...
we're speculating on a production that already happened in London, and we could very well just look all of this up.
This is way more fun.
That's true. This is.
But I'm sure they're changing things for America, because we do not have the same sense of humor.
No. I actually am not a fan, as I've, like, learned over time.
Of Willy Wonka?
No.
British imports?
Of British imports.
Huh.
I did not... I'm not a huge...
You liked Color Purple?
No. I don't mean, like... shows that have come from Britain.
You mean that originated there?
Yes. Like, I don't really like Billy Elliot. I love the movie.
Yeah.
I don't really like Billy Elliot.
That's fair.
I don't like Matilda.
Oh, I loved Matilda.
I love Curious Incident. Did you see that?
Yes, I haven't seen it yet.
But see, to me, Curious Incident is very modern British.
Definitely.
And it's a play.
Definitely.
Mm. I guess I should say musicals. Because the seagull that came over here was excellent.
Yeah.
That's a good point. I do think that, like, the British imports have kind of been, like, sticking in, like, the 80s to 90s
slot.
Yeah.
Interestingly enough, when I was in London and seeing musical theater, I actually really enjoyed some of the musicals I saw there. Like, I saw a version of Porgy and Bess there. I saw a version of Evita there. Granted, you know, one of those is written by an American and one of them is not. But I thought that still their productions were great. I, however, did not see any original musicals while I was over there.
Mm, okay.
Yeah.
And, like, I also don't...
Oh, and you didn't enjoy... what was the American Psycho?
I didn't enjoy.
Right,
and that was an import as well.
And I don't enjoy the other Duncan Sheik. I'm not a huge Spring Awakening person.
That had nothing to do with London.
I know, but I associate that with... I'm saying that the American Psycho may have been more of a Duncan Sheik thing than it may have been British.
True.
However, I think that the Brits see Americans differently than we see ourselves. And I think that was evident in American Psycho.
And I think sometimes what they change when it gets here, because it's like the Brits adapting things that they think Americans will like better.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe it doesn't always work. Like, I would have loved to have seen Psycho in London. One, because I would have seen Matt Smith in his underpants for an entire act. But two,
Doctor Who.
That was wonderful.
That was amazing.
I love him. But also, like, looking at that cast album, there are songs that were cut. And, like, I think a lot of things changed.
Definitely.
And I can, like, tap into a British sense of humor.
Yeah.
So maybe something out there. But I think they changed, like... They tend to come here and change a bunch of things. Like, We Will Rock You, apparently, is a completely different show when it was touring here than when it was in London. You saw it in London, right?
Yes. I have not seen it here, though. But it was very British there.
Did they go to Las Vegas?
I saw it so long ago. Oh. I don't remember.
So apparently they, like, made up this whole new thing about going to Vegas and, like, the video tape or whatever they...
I don't remember.
Yeah, they, like, rewrote this whole character to be a narrator and then... I don't know. Freddie Mercury has, like, laser beam eyes out of his statue.
I don't remember. Yes, that happened.
Yeah. But I think they changed a lot of stuff, but it was still very much British humor.
I got 20-pound seats, like, six rows back in orchestra, and I had the time of my life.
You're living for
I
We
saw the tour
you.
Twice
I was
in
West
Philadelphia,
ended?
Like,
was
within, like,
good?
5 days. No. My roommate was playing in the pit, or I guess the... elevated band that was on stage.
Mm-hmm.
And one of me and Jay's friends, friend of the show, Jared's really played a character named Britney Spears.
Yeah, it's fun. It's
and
super
so I,
fun.
Yeah, so I went to see it with them. Me
you
and Jay
Britney
went down.
Britney Spears in the tour of We Will Rock You?
Yeah.
They named themselves after.
So it takes place in the future where rock and roll is non-existent anymore.
Yeah.
So it's rock and roll is only mythology. So people have been naming people after, like, famous rock and roll stars.
But they don't know anything about them or have heard really their music.
That's hilarious.
So, like, he names himself Britney Spears.
Oh, that's
not
sad.
Realizing.
That's actually a funny concept.
Yeah, it's good. It's a really good time.
It had some potential, but I saw it once, like, all the way back at the Academy of Music. I don't know if you guys have ever been there. It's like an old opera house. So there's, like, five balconies in Philly.
Oh, wow.
So it was, like, all the way in the back and so far away and, like, just, like, not connected to it at all. And
I was
I have no
That's
idea
tough.
What's happening. And then I went again because my mom is a subscriber to the Philly tour seasons.
Hi, Gail.
Hey, Gail. And her tickets are, like, second row center in the orchestra.
That's a very different experience.
It was a completely different experience. It was still a terrible show, but I enjoyed it much better the second time.
It's very similar to, it sounds like, probably bigger, but the Kennedy Center. Where, like, it's an amazing space, but if you're all the way up and all the way back, you're very disconnected from what's happening on stage.
Very much. And it's, like, the balconies are, like, in a U shape. It was modeled after La Scala in Milan? somewhere in Italy. Mm-hmm. And so the top is like this crazy thing. So if you're all the way off to the side, you literally like just basically see the one side like wing.
Right, right, right.
Like I saw Wicked there and I was just like, Wicked. I can only like during like the songs with the two of them, I was like, well, I can only see Glinda in this song.
Yeah. What are you looking forward to seeing this season?
I'm going to say something that neither of you are excited for. Cats.
Meow.
Yes!
Why are you excited for Cats?
Because,
I am excited for it, but that's not what I would say.
It has no business coming back. Clearly. It had its run. It was a great time, but also like...
Will three shows be Andrew Lloyd Webber's most at one time?
I think it's a record. Yeah, I think...
For him, because Sondheim... Not Sondheim. Stephen Schwartz has had three. Because he had Godspell, Pippin, and Wicked all at once.
So I think this might be a Lloyd Webber first, which is probably why he wanted to do it.
I don't know.
I cannot speculate on why anyone decided to bring Cats back this season.
I don't know.
And I've heard such interesting things about like the creative process of the revival, because they brought on Andy Blankenbuehler to redo the original choreography, and the original choreographer is like mad that they're changing it. But then I just saw...
Well, that's like a thing. Like, if you talk to people who have been in the show, it's like you're only allowed to teach it if you've, like, gone to, like, cat school. Like, it's like...
Yeah.
Well, it's like Avenue Q. You have to go through puppet school.
It's very intense. And so, like, those people kind of, like, live it as a doctrine.
And I think they're, like, redoing some of the, like, some of the music.
Do you think that they have to... it's called the Jellicle Ball Camp?
I hope so. Guys, Jellicles can and Jellicles do.
I just want to know how Leona really Lewis is going to do.
I'm excited for it.
We'll see. It'll be interesting to have, like, I think the casting of that is actually kind of interesting, especially with what they did in, because this is what's coming over from London.
Correct.
If that's the case, I'm not going to like it.
We just already set that out.
because they have, like, these actual beautiful pop stars playing Grisabella, so you have some, like, a glimmer of what once was, because she is the glamour cat, even though now she has like one leg.
I just
and
rolled
it's
my
just
eyes.
A memory.
It was a big eye roll.
I just think Cats is hilarious. The unitards and the makeup and the wigs, it's just so much fun. And there's nothing more than that. You go there and you're just like, let me just giggle at a bunch of cats on stage for a little bit.
Isn't that what YouTube is?
Yeah. Also,
they should update Cats to be like the YouTube Cats. So you rewrite it. So you take you dump the T.S. Eliot poem, and what you
do
is
the whole point.
No. It's Cats 2 YouTubular.
Okay.
And just like
YouTube,
and it's the YouTube Cats. So it's just like, hi, I'm the cat who rolls around on the bed, or like, I'm the cat that kind of sneezes.
They could still sing Jellicle.
I'm the cat that's scared of cucumbers.
Okay, yeah, like, oh, cucumber cat, I'm a cucumber cat. Oh, don't bring that cucumber near me. Dance, 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 dance,
dance, dance, dance.
That's hilarious.
They could still sing Memory. They can still sing Jellicle Ball or whatever it is.
They sing
Speaking
Memory
of
like
YouTube
four
cats,
times
though.
In that show.
One of my, so I also love Cats because I threw a Cats party in college once. I was really into
As in like
parties.
The musical or just like
No,
cat
no, no,
lady,
the musical.
Cats
like you had
party.
To come like in cat makeup, in a cat outfit. I like wrapped my my duvet cover around my friend so he could be old Deuteronomy. We like stuffed his belly.
We should throw
it was funny.
A broad-waisted
Broadway party?
Broadway party where you have to dress up as like something specific.
So this was what I did in college. We threw we threw like specific parties.
We did
and we
too.
Had a Broadway party once a year
uh-huh.
and we gave out a Tony for best costume. And like the
That's
seniors
really good.
Were the Tony committee.
Interesting.
And I won for my Little Mermaid costume.
That's awesome.
Because I made my tail stick up like the revival.
I was going to be cynical about it because you have red hair and that's just like kind of cheating.
Oh, but it was really short at the time, but I did go around with a fork.
This is a smart idea. I never did that in college. See, I threw
we had a Harry Potter party.
Oh, see, we did a My Favorite Britney party.
And a James Bond party.
My Favorite Britney and all the girls.
Oh, Britney.
That's
really
funny. So Kevin went without underwear.
I went as Kevin Federline, so I like went and got a Sean John jumpsuit.
That's funny.
And
that is amazing.
It was amazing. I had like fake chains. Yeah.
Awesome.
But this Cats party, we got in trouble because we kind of all overslept for rehearsal the next morning and I couldn't get all my Cats makeup off. So we all showed up like half cats, half hungover
people.
What
show were you rehearsing?
Candide.
You were doing Candide, like, and make our garden grow in full cat makeup.
Yep.
I think I was really the only one that couldn't get it off because it was like this pink and I had slept in it because I don't remember falling asleep.
Behind.
And it was so much
cat?
Fun.
Or just any other show, just make everyone cats.
Okay.
And just see what
quick,
happens.
Go around the table. Best show to do as cats. But you don't do, you're just dressed up as
you're
cats.
You're just dressed up as cats.
Yeah.
With no explanation.
No.
Company.
That's a great one.
Kevin.
I was going to say Legally Blonde.
Oh, that's good. I'm going to go with Cabaret.
Cabaret would be brilliant if they were just all randomly cats.
Oh, yeah, the MC is Mr. Mistopheles.
Yeah. What I'm looking forward to most mm-hmm. next season, I'm going to pick two because one may not come out
you
next season.
You only asked for one.
You're right.
But give us two.
My real answer is it might not be next season, but I cannot wait for SpongeBob the Musical.
Oh.
Why won't it be next season? It's in Chicago.
Yeah, but it's supposed to, they're saying 2017.
Are they saying March?
But they don't know exactly when in 2017 because it doesn't have a house lined up yet.
Mm.
They probably have something.
So it could be bumped into
American
in
Paris
season.
Is closing. I wonder if they're hopping in there.
Oh, that's a good point.
Because In Transit has already jumped on Circle in the Square.
Yeah. So I'm really excited for that because, one, I love the, having been a SpongeBob watcher since 99, I don't currently watch it, but like.
How old were you in 1999, Brad?
13 years old.
And you watched SpongeBob?
Yeah, duh.
I was 10. I was a little more appropriate for
but I was also like a cartoon loving boy.
Oh, that's
yeah,
true.
I watched SpongeBob. Yeah.
I never really liked cartoons, which apparently makes me weird.
F is for friends who do things together.
Oh, I do all the
U
words
is
that,
for
though.
You and me. But I'm excited that they're using songs from the show. And in
oh, are they doing the fun song? That's
I don't know
the
if they're doing
one.
The fun song. No.
Oh, then like, I'm ready.
No, there's the
oh, that's not a song. That's just he says
yeah,
that.
Yeah, but there are other songs they're using from the show. But what I'm most excited for is that the score is by different bands.
And Justin Timberlake did something for it, right?
Yeah, that's what makes me nervous. I don't think it's going to have connection.
But,
or
but the
like
book
a through line
is
at all.
Kyle Jarrow,
yeah,
who did Wildness.
So, totally.
So like, having seen something he did that was so outlandish
out
and was strung together nicely.
But what I'm excited, it's not that yes, that's a concern, obviously, but it's getting decent reviews out of Chicago. What I'm excited,
it looks really pretty too.
Yeah, it looks gorgeous, And I think the cast is great. They're all mostly unknowns, but Lily Cooper, I'm excited to see her as Sandy.
Mm-hmm. And the guy playing Patrick looks just like Jay Schmidt. So hope the show does well.
Yeah, right? I'm excited to see it keep the same vein of the show and that everything's just a little bit different and everything. And it all comes with it because SpongeBob and that whole world is so eclectic that I'm really excited to like see how that turns out.
Totally.
And I'm just really excited to see what they do with that. But things that are 100% immediately coming to Broadway is I'm excited to see Falsettos.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, I completely forgot about it.
That's it has a great
incredible.
Cast. It really...
Wait, but Christian Borle was announced for Falsettos.
He's doing both.
How?
I think
when's Falsettos?
I forget. I think...
Is that just a limited run in the fall?
Falsettos is first, and then it's Charlie.
Oh, okay.
But he's doing that...
Oh, because Charlie's not till January.
Something like that. It's Reynolds, him... and
Stephanie J. Bullock.
Yeah.
I don't know Falsettos at all.
I know some of the
What's
songs.
What's the girl song? Is that Holding to the Ground?
I'm just really excited to see it because I actually don't know a whole lot about it. And with the cast like it's going to be awesome.
William Finn, right?
Yes.
Yeah,
I think it's Holding to the Ground where she's like in the hospital room with her husband who has come out and is dying of AIDS.
Yes, that is Falsettos.
Okay, yes. So I sang Holding from the Ground in college. So glad I knew what show it was from.
Yeah, and obviously something that you could really connect to. At that age. So that's what we're excited for next season.
Yeah.
That's next season's going to be really exciting.
It's going to be awesome.
A lot of cool revivals.
There's a lot of stuff like Dear Evan Hansen coming.
I have my tickets.
Do you?
Yeah.
Awesome.
So my mom. Hi, Jill. My mom.
Is she on Twitter?
No.
Jill, get on it.
No.
And my mom can have a joint account called Moms at the Show.
So my mom, she always gets four tickets to everything. The first time she doesn't get four tickets to something, it's Hamilton.
Ouch.
And she's like, I just didn't know. And I'm like, you knew.
She knew.
She just wanted a really impressive date night with Steve.
Yes.
Hi, Steve.
And then, she ended up getting me tickets for my 30th birthday. So that's how I saw Hamilton.
Well, isn't that nice?
Kevin.
All right, this is the part of the show where I sadly ask for some tickets to see Hamilton. I am willing to go anytime, standing room, back of the house, partial view, any view, really. Yeah. I'll take them.
If you need to throw up in the middle of the show, Kevin will take your seat.
Yep, I will be a seat filler for Hamilton. So hook me up.
Hook him up. But that's, and so she bought 4 tickets to Evan Hansen because that's supposed to be the next big thing.
Yeah,
but I think I think it's going
to
blow up.
I think so. It got good reviews. My friend who doesn't, who was in the pit of Wheel Rocky, she doesn't see many shows because she plays for them. And yeah, she saw Evan Hansen and was like blown away.
I'm really excited to see it.
I hope it's good.
Yeah. So I guess let's, you know what? Let's just start with a game.
Okay.
Let's go right into games. Kimberly, do you have games?
I have 3 games.
3 games?
3 games?
3 games.
3 games.
3 games.
Okay.
Oh, God. Welcome. We've had tequila. The first game that I'm not realizing I don't have a fun title to is just called Complete the Lyric.
Complete the Lyric.
Complete the Lyric.
No, it should be called Complete the
Lyric.
Oh, wait. No, I got it. I just got it.
Fill in the.
Fill in the.
I don't know what that was.
That was like Carmen Sandiego.
I have asked myself, Kevin, okay, and Brian,
yep,
to come up with some lyrics to for us all to complete.
Complete the lyrics!
Complete the lyrics!
Basically, we have a sentence or 2 sentences that we want everyone to complete. Sorry, Brian just made his beer really foamy.
Yeah. Switched from liquor to beer because beer before liquor, never been sicker. Liquor before beer, you're in the clear.
That's how it goes.
That's how it goes.
Okay. Got I never college. Remember.
Yep.
College. My college rule is just drink yourself a sweater. Like if we had to walk to other places.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
We would just drink a whole, smart. Yeah, so that you didn't have to bring a jacket. Because the last thing you want is to disrupt your outfit.
Correct. I think that's an incredible
point. I think
point.
Everyone knows.
You got to get wasted before you go out for Halloween.
Except I went to college in Florida,
exactly.
So we didn't wear sweaters.
Well, whatever.
Whatever, Kev.
Anyway.
Right,
so we each have
this.
A few sentences that everyone needs to complete. They are lyrics from shows. Whoever is talking gets the other 2, so I will start.
Okay.
And Brian and Kevin will try to complete the lyric. The drinking game aspect of this show is that they have to be drinking their beverages. My beverage was carbonated, so I was a little burpy. So we have to be drinking our beverages the whole time you're saying the lyric,
okay, so
until the blank starts.
So we're waterfalling,
yep,
until one of us guesses?
Basically.
Got
yeah.
It.
Are you ready?
Yeah.
Yep.
Okay. My lyric. Here's to the ladies who lunch. Everybody laugh. Lounging in their
caftans and planning a brunch.
On their own
behalf.
Yeah. It was a toss-up in my mind who would have gotten that one.
Mm.
And we've all...
Oh, are we supposed to like buzz in?
No.
Okay.
No, you just go.
Perfect.
All right. Kevin, do you have one?
I do.
I get to play.
You get to play a game.
I'm so excited.
Okay.
Bevies.
Are you ready?
Yeah.
Bevy.
Oh, yeah.
I'm 17 and I'm new here today. The village I come from seems so far away. All of the girls, blank.
I have no idea.
Damn it, it's from Miss Saigon.
It is.
I don't know it.
17 and I'm new.
I just genuinely don't know it.
All of the girls seem to know what to say.
Know much more what to
say.
But I know I have a heart.
Here's the thing. I've never seen Miss Saigon.
I've seen it in like multiple...
Is it in London? Works.
They did it in London and they did some... If you've heard the cast album, they've done some rewrites.
Ooh. Is it good? Rewrites?
Like they've taken certain things that were sung and they have them speaking them now. Mm. They've like done a lot of rewrites to lyrics to like change like intention and character, which is like not the best.
Mm. It's just all about, I would just love Joshua Henry to sing Bui Doi to me at any time.
All day, every day.
Yep. Brian, you got one?
Yeah, I do.
All right.
You ready?
Beverages up.
Hi, Nancy. Hi, Helen. What's the story? Morning glory.
What's the word? Hummingbird.
Wrong.
Have you heard about Hugo?
What's a tail? Nightingale.
Bing, 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 bing. Kevin got it.
I was...
very pouty.
I played Harvey Johnson.
You would.
Of course you did.
This is Harvey Johnson. Can I speak to Penelope?
Yep.
This is my mother's favorite song.
My high school drama teacher picked me as a creeper from day one.
Around the table.
Yeah.
What musicals did you do in high school?
We did one musical every 4 years.
What? So, what?
This is Florida, kids.
Wow.
So we did
freshman year.
We did a play every other year, and then we did like the state competitions in the spring.
Hmm. Continue.
So basically, I did Little Shop of Horrors and Bye Bye Birdie.
Who were you in each?
Well, Harvey Johnson
when I was a freshman, mm-hmm. and then I was Seymour in Little Shop when I was a junior.
Cool.
Senior.
We did Grease my freshman year.
Mm-hmm.
I was a beauty school angel.
Uh-huh.
We did Into the Woods my sophomore year. Mm-hmm. I was Rapunzel.
Mm-hmm.
Junior year, we did Crazy for You.
Mm-hmm.
And I was a Ziegfeld girl and understudied Tess and Patsy.
Nice. Mm-hmm.
Lost like 10 pounds tap dancing that year. Awesome. And senior year, we did Godspell. But there That's was one senior boy.
Oh, yeah. There it you was. Go.
So freshman year, we did Anything Goes. I was Moonface.
That's why you know all the words.
Yeah. Sophomore year, we did Grease. I was Roger.
Okay.
Junior year, we did Once Upon a Mattress. And I was...
Dauntless?
Yes.
Yes.
It isn't the stork. It isn't the stork. and then we did Man La Mancha my senior year.
And were you nominated for something?
Yes, I was nominated for the Rising Star Awards in Epidemic Playhouse. But these
not
are the,
to laugh, I'm NBD, sure you're very NBD. Impressive.
So, in the, these are the top 20 musicals.
Done in high schools?
Done in high schools. So you ready?
Is Grease number one?
No, this is kind of weird. Maybe this list is
wrong.
Wait,
question about your Grease. Did you do the old Grease?
Yes.
Okay, me too.
Yeah.
Like, not, what's the last song called in the...
All Shook Up. I'm all choked up.
All choked up. Yep, we did that
There's
one too.
There's a fire alarm wailing in my... I actually prefer that to You're the One That I Want.
Yeah. That's a good one.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Number one for was Adam's Family.
Oh, she's being two was in new direction. Every 16-year-old wants to sing
yeah,
that.
Yeah, yeah. Two was Shrek, the musical. Yep.
Huh.
Three was Cinderella. It was a tie for Cinderella and Legally Blonde.
Hmm. Legally Blonde in a high school.
Got a bunch of
five was Little Shop.
Much better.
Five was Little Shop.
Mm.
Six was a tie with Anything Goes and Guys and Dolls. And then eight was a tie with Your Good Man, Charlie Brown, Wizard of Oz. I'm just going to read down. Hairspray, Beauty and the Beast, Putnam, Spelling Bee, Footloose, Into the Woods, Grease, Once Upon a Mattress, Seussical, Poppins, Music Man, Bye Bye Birdie, Sound of Music, Thoroughly Modern Millie.
Well, clearly there have been a lot of rights released since we've been in high school.
And the number
There's
one play.
There's a lot of tap dancing high schoolers.
Number one I play. Guess that, can you guess it?
The Crucible?
No, that's
Little
six.
Okay.
Little Women.
Nope.
That's what we did. I don't know.
Number one, Almost Maine.
Almost. No, I do know a high school that did Almost Maine.
They a lot of John Cariani wrote it, who's in Something Rotten, or was in Something Rotten.
I think, have I seen Almost? Maybe I read it.
Wow.
Good Midsummer. At some point. Midsummer is two. You Can't Take It With You is three. We did a play every year as well. It's really interesting.
Ready for mine?
Yeah, absolutely. All right. Oh, we got to start drinking.
Beau Bridges. Chicks and ducks and geese better scurry.
Once I get you home in the Surrey.
Brian, you want to give it a try?
With a fringe on top? No, I don't know this.
When I take you out in my Surrey.
When I take you out my Surrey.
It's very close. You rhymed at least.
I tried.
True.
All right, Kevin, you want to go?
All right, here's mine.
That's fine.
Okay. Drinkings.
There's a fine, fine line between a fairy tale and a lie. And there's a fine, fine line between You're Wonderful and Goodbye. I guess if, blank.
But those were the only lyrics I knew
I know.
Already.
I was hoping you would stop sooner.
I guess if. What I wanted was, I don't know the words.
I guess.
I have no idea.
Do we tell you? I guess if.
What you wanted. No, just give it to us.
Yeah.
I guess if
that's really
someone doesn't love you back, it isn't such a crime.
It's because I'm a positive person.
You're right. Brian.
It is Brian. It's your positivity.
That's it.
Brian, it's your turn.
Okay.
Ready, Kimberly?
You ready?
Yeah.
Middle class, don't speak of it, savoir faire. We reek of it. Some were born with rags and patches, but...
Some were born with
I
rags and patches,
I told you today I didn't know the words to this.
Middle class, don't speak of it, savoir faire. We reek of it.
Some were born with rags and patches, but we were. No, but. Oh my gosh. Something matches.
And matches. Kevin? I don't know.
So close.
But we were like a box of matches.
So close. Oh, no. We were born inside a box of matches.
I'm gonna sing it again, but I'm going to complete it. So if you can sing along with me, I'll give you the win.
Okay.
Middle class, don't speak of it. Savoir faire. We reek of it. Some were born with rags and patches, but we use dollar bills for matches.
Oh, I should know that. Hashtag show.
All right, my turn.
Great.
Ready? Go.
Yep.
Lovely ladies waiting for a bite. Waiting for the
customers that only come at night.
Yeah.
Nice, Kevin.
All right, go again.
All right, here's mine. Walk on through the wind, walk on through the rain, though your tears or though your dreams be what?
Small and few. No. Though your dreams be wild and free. And
may you have no dreams, I hope you die.
Though your dreams be wild and free. Though your dreams be thrown away.
Magical and great.
Kevin's making gestures.
Though your dreams be
far
tossed and blown.
What a dumb
lyric. Oh, you'll never walk alone.
Jeez, Oscar Hammerstein, what were you thinking?
All right.
All right, Brian,
you ready?
I'm ready.
Yeah. I'm almost trying my drink.
Mm-hmm. He's constantly confused and confounded the British henchmen. Everyone give it up for America's favorite fighting Frenchman, Lafayette.
Well, the Redcoats, brother with blood stains. I don't know the rest of it, though.
Kevin, you know this one?
What show is that from?
Was I right-ish?
Yeah. Lafayette, I'm taking this horse by the reins, making Redcoats ready with blood stains. Lafayette, and I'm never going to stop until I make him drop and burn him to the scattering the remains on Lafayette.
Watch me
engaging him, escaping him, enraging him. I'm Lafayette. I go to France with more funds. I come back with more guns.
Okay, now Brian's just like indulging himself
and
on pretending to rap.
And Peggy.
All right, my friends. We're going to play The Movie in My Mind.
Yes. The Movie in My Mind.
It's not Miss Saigon. The Movie in My Mind. Is Wicked.
Yes.
And since it's going to happen, I would like...
What is it, 2019?
Yeah, December...
19,
December 2019. Get ready. Kevin, are you busy? That's Kevin. Kevin has Hamilton tickets that night.
I do. I will not be seeing Wicked the movie because I'll be seeing Hamilton with like 12 other people.
Because it's only playing that one night in theaters.
Yeah. It's a one night Fathom event.
So...
Oh, Fathom.
I've asked Kevin and Brian to come to me with a list of people they would like to cast in the Wicked movie. Mm-hmm. I will then decide who gets cast in the Wicked movie and decide who wins the game.
Yes.
Ready? Kevin, go!
Are we going like back and forth or are we just, am I saying my whole list?
Go with Glinda.
Okay, so for my Glinda, I chose Ariana Grande.
What?
Can she sing it?
I thought that...
I'm more concerned about her comic timing.
I actually, if you watched her on
Scream Queens,
she was hilarious. And she can play that kind of like little bit. She was also funny on Saturday Night Live, and she does a lot of really funny impressions.
Oh, that's true.
And so I just thought that she would be great because she could actually sort
and she's
of
done
sing
Broadway
it.
Before.
Yeah, so she's a Broadway
not
baby.
Not this is a Broadway
sorts.
Thing; it's a movie. But
right, so that's why I picked was Ariana Grande.
I'm going with Kristen Bell.
She's gonna be too old.
Not if you feel not necessarily.
Oh, I guess you could play down with her. She looks very young.
Yeah. And she's got the comic chops. We know
Veronica
she can
Mars.
Sing.
True.
Yeah.
True.
Yeah. Okay. Elphaba.
I picked Hailee Steinfeld.
Whoa!
Who,
coming out of left field.
Yes. No, she's on my list.
Is
not
she?
In that, I'm not going to use her, though.
Okay.
Because you have her.
Okay, well,
yeah, I picked her just because she's been nominated for an Oscar for True Grit. So
fair,
she has, like,
true.
Some that Oscar... clout, and then she just started doing pop music and like released like a dance track.
Oh, that's true. What singing. Is that? Her song. It comes on my Spotify playlist a lot.
So, I mean, yeah, so she does like the singing thing.
Yeah.
So I thought that
I
might
love
be nice.
Myself. Don't think about anybody else.
Yeah, that's what it is.
That's her.
Listen.
Yeah.
You got go big or go home. This is a big movie.
Yep.
You want your star. You go Jennifer Lawrence.
I knew you were going to say
I
that.
Knew, I thought you were going to say
you
that,
gotta,
too.
You got to sell tickets. You have to sell tickets outside of people who already want to see Wicked.
But would Jennifer Lawrence at that
would
time be a believable student?
It?
Potentially.
She
I don't know
if she
people are
generally
look like
plays
in
older.
No, she's generally miscast as playing older.
That's
agreed.
True.
She's been playing a lot of parts that are not
way too old for her.
She does
because she is very mature.
Yes, and she pulls them off.
Yeah.
So I think that she hasn't really, we haven't, except for maybe in Winter's Bone, we haven't really seen her play younger.
Because it's called The Hunger Games.
Yes, but that character matures very quickly.
It carries an epicness with it.
That's true. Like, she's a really epically mature 16-year-old girl.
I forgot that was her.
My backups for Elphaba were Lea Michele.
Okay, that makes sense.
But I didn't choose her.
I can't go see that movie if that happens.
I know, Samantha Barks.
I thought about her, too. But I just didn't think she would appeal to an American audience.
Yeah, but how much do you wish you could go to London and see her do Last 5 Years?
Oh, so much.
So bad. That would be incredible.
Okay, Fierro.
I hope I'm saying his name right.
I'm so excited.
I chose Zayn Malik.
Oh, like from One Direction?
The One Direction kid.
Oh, no, you go Zac Efron.
Zac Efron is definitely going to be too old.
Oh, but he's so pretty.
He's beautiful.
So, yeah, because Norbert Leo Butts didn't read it.
That's true.
But also, like, he's like the, I've been in school for seven, like, he's like the 7-year freshman.
Yeah.
Or 7-year senior.
And here's the thing.
And he still does that frat boy character in Neighbors.
Yes. And in another.
True.
I think he's only my age.
This is in Oz.
He might be younger than me.
It's a totally different realm. Like, you don't have to look the 17 if you're playing younger. Do you know what I mean?
I mean, they're just gleanagers. I get it.
Yeah, they're gleanagers.
That makes sense.
You go Efron.
Yeah. Okay.
Sorry, Efron wins. Even though they'll probably have to mix his voice with somebody else's, but whatever.
Potentially.
Continue. We might be better now. Who knows?
We'll go Morrible next.
Okay.
Madam Morrible.
Morrible is where I thought you'd pull in your Broadway clout.
Yeah.
That's where I put in Bernadette Peters.
See, I go. So I'm going to one up you on this.
Uh-huh. You're going to take. Oh, I know. Yep.
You. No, no, no.
He's putting in Patti LuPone.
No, I'm going to go. Oh. I'm going to go Streep.
Oh.
Ooh.
She doesn't have
that's
to do.
That's not fair. Streep
or
is
do we
like,
just make her the wizard? I don't know.
No, because. I mean, then. So the female as a wizard, then you have to just.
Oh, no, because he has to father.
Yeah.
Okay, nope, you're right. Streep is Morrible.
Okay.
Though Bernadette, I'll think.
Okay.
Bach?
Sure.
I said Josh Hutcherson.
Oh,
because he's tiny!
Yeah. So he's like, he has that sweet appeal of like,
yeah!
You want someone to love him, but you know that no one will for a while.
I went.
So sad.
I went.
That's the character, though.
I went Rupert Grint.
I thought about that too.
Pulling at my heartstrings.
I just think that, like, what a fun
That's
little
a
Harry
one.
Potter.
Yeah, I agree. And you got to have a little British in
okay,
there.
Okay,
yeah.
Okay.
All right. Should we do Wizard next?
Yes.
I said Billy Crystal.
Kevin.
Did you also say Billy Crystal?
No. I really couldn't choose. Because yours is so good and you should win. I'm going to give the two I couldn't choose between.
Sweet.
Okay, what are they?
I had John C. Reilly.
That's a really good one.
Mm-hmm.
Victor Garber.
Oh, yeah.
Victor Garber would be great, too. That's the Broadway clout, too.
However,
he can, like, do it.
He can actually do it. John C. Reilly could do it.
Although I believe that Billy Crystal could do it, too.
I think Kevin wins.
It's not a sing-songy part.
Right. I think Billy Crystal would be,
was
like,
there another
really
one
funny.
We asked for? Oh, and I also asked for a wild card, right?
Yes. I have.
A wild card character.
Kevin.
So I have one wild card. It's
okay.
a Dr. Dillamond.
Oh, that was. If you chose mine, I'm going to leave the room.
I chose Will Ferrell
for Dr. Dillamond.
Yeah.
Oh, see,
the something bad.
I want Ian McKellen.
Oh, you went like distinguished.
Mm-hmm.
See, I was thinking that could be your comedy relief part.
Yeah.
Is he a comedy relief? He dies.
Well, yeah, but I meant like.
Spoiler alert.
You could play it. Like, that song could be
what's
played
the, What's the statute of limitations on spoilers? 13 years?
right.
And then I also
there
cast...
There are some people who haven't seen it.
I also cast Nessa Rose.
Oh, who?
I did as well.
Oh, you did?
I did.
Let's do it. So my first choice was Haley, like you chose for...
Okay.
But I'm actually going to go with Zooey Deschanel.
All right. And you?
So I picked two. I picked Adrienne Warren from... Shuffle Along.
Yeah,
Shoney nominee.
Oh, good one.
I thought she would be an awesome, like, kind of breakout
so
character.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I also, who is this? I can't believe I'm saying this.
I'm
you can make Nessa Rose Taylor Swift.
I also had Emmy Rossum.
Emmy Rossum would be great. But you could pull
goodness.
In all the Taylor Swift fans by putting her in that part.
I give Nessa Rose to Adrienne Warren.
All right. So
because
what's your cast?
So I give Nessa Rose to Adrienne Warren only because I loved her
so Kevin,
in Shuffle Along. I almost cursed.
I have one point.
Kevin has one.
Okay.
Glinda.
It's Kristen Bell versus
Ariana Grande.
Kristen Bell.
That's one on one.
Okay.
Elphaba.
Jennifer Lawrence versus
Hailee Steinfeld.
How old is she?
She's young, 18 right now.
I think
so
it goes to
22.
Jennifer Lawrence just to get the ages correct.
Okay.
I'm so sorry, but Fiero goes to Zac Efron.
Three.
That was a good
but the wizard
well.
Is Billy Crystal.
Okay. So I have
Morrible is Bernadette Peters.
Ah, we're tied.
And who was the other?
Dillamon.
Dillamon is the deciding factor.
I have to pick
factor.
Between you two?
Yeah. It's a deciding factor. Was it, who was a better
Will
choice?
Will Ferrell or Ian McKellen?
<They're>
I don't
so
think they've ever
different.
Been against each other before.
It really...
It's so different!
Do you want that emotional impact or, you know, not?
I'm going to go with Will Ferrell because maybe.
Bull.
No, because if he's.
Bull.
No. It might be like more surprising when he dies.
That's.
No.
Bullshit.
No.
They're good. No.
No.
No. Don't. I think that is.
Don't take it.
That is horse.
No.
Well, take it up with Warner Brothers.
Yeah. All right, we each get a pack of cards.
Ooh, Lights of Broadway cards.
Open All right, them? First person to open them.
Oh, they're pre-opened.
I got them.
Thank you,
I got
Kimberly.
Was it open already?
Mine was pre-opened.
Oh, wonderful.
All right, so what are we doing?
All right, so basically, this is your hand. So take a look at who you have.
Okay.
I have in my little pouch that also has vitamins in it, so don't take any of the vitamins.
I won't.
We're going to play Show Cards Superlatives.
Show card superlatives.
Show card superlatives.
I have superlatives written on little pieces of paper.
Okay.
Inside this little pouch.
Okay.
And so we each have a hand. We're going to take turns picking a superlative from my pouch.
Okay.
Read it out loud.
Okay.
And then on the count of three, we'll all pick someone from our pack to be that superlative.
Awesome. Like apples for apples.
Like apples for apples.
Oh, this is
and
great.
Then just like the
Perfect.
Biggest giggle gets the point.
Can I
so
go first?
Kevin, go first. Hold on. I have to look at who's in my
so
pack.
So Kevin
I don't
reads
know
out.
Who this person is.
Kevin reads it out.
Yep.
Yeah.
And we say whom.
I have most likely to cheer you up.
All right, ready?
Yeah.
One, two, three. Laura Benanti.
Andrew Randall.
School of Rock the Musical.
School of Rock, I think, gets it.
School of How's Rock up? Gets the point. Brian
so now we
point.
Can't use this card anymore.
Oh, sure.
Out of play.
Ready?
And Brian
joining. Pick one.
I can pick one?
Yeah.
Most likely to be hashtag friend of the show. Kimberly?
Ready?
Yeah.
One, two, three. Anyone? Anyone got one?
One, two, three.
Adam Pascal.
Seth Rudetsky.
Rebecca Luker. Who do we think is actually most likely?
I think mine is most likely.
I think Seth
Rudetsky
might.
I think Seth, too. Yeah. Okay.
All right,
let's
so
Brian
gets 2 points.
Oh, so you keep your card so you can keep your points. If even you know, so, I know I have two and you know.
Totes.
None of
oh, wait.
Three.
So, like, you just can't use the winning card again.
Right.
No, no, no. You don't keep your
cards. You can't use any of the cards again.
Yeah.
Okay.
I'm just keeping them in front of me so I know how many points I have. Because I'm
Brian just wants to see if you win.
Okay, I'll pick one.
Yeah, because I'm great.
Right.
You're most likely to EGOT.
Jerry Orbach.
He can't.
Right, but I'm just saying it's a choice.
That's true.
He has most likely in my hand.
David Diggs.
Oh, I have Annalie Ashford.
I would say
she's a surprise one. What do you guys
I
think?
I would say David.
I would
though.
Say David.
All right. Kevin, want to pick another superlative?
Yes, since I can't pick a winning card.
Oh, wait.
So we each have two cards left.
Yes.
Yeah.
Best actor.
I
have one. This is where it gets
I fun. Have Fred Applegate.
I have John Cariani.
Oh.
The kids of it. Finding Neverland.
Kevin wins
and
that
Kevin
one.
Kevin wins it.
Yay!
Brian picked
right,
one.
Brian picked the last one.
All right, last one. Wait, Kimberly
wait,
has...
Wait, no, I only picked...
Kimberly, how many do you have?
I have two. Oh, wait, no, I can't.
How many did you win? You didn't win any.
I won one.
You won one?
I think David.
You won David?
Yeah.
And I've won the kids of Finding Neverland.
I won two. So then,
yeah, so, we might tie you.
So if we tie, the third person comes up with the tiebreaker.
Perfect.
Okay. Great.
I'm out of drink.
Most likely to pay Mama Rose.
I only have one card left, and it's falsettos.
Beth Malone.
So, oh.
Oh, I also have falsettos.
Beth Malone versus two productions of falsettos.
Well, I think Beth Malone just takes it because the whole cast of falsettos can't be Mama Rose.
Perfect. So Brian and I are tied.
So Kimberly,
you've got to come up with a tiebreaker.
Yeah.
Oh, I think you should have to take your winning cards
tiebreaker.
Yeah.
And choose a production. And the person that chooses the best production.
Who won?
I got it.
Okay, go for it, Kev.
I want to do a production of Annie and have Seth Rudetsky be Daddy Warbucks. You have David Diggs play Rooster.
Oh, all right.
And you have Beth Malone play Grace. Annie?
Oh, Grace.
And then the kids of Finding Neverland can play the orphans and Annie.
Oh, this is easy for me.
Okay, what do you got?
You do Oliver.
Okay.
And the kids play, obviously, the kids.
The kids.
Yeah. David Diggs plays Fagin.
Yeah.
And you take his song and you rap it.
Okay.
What's got the Fagin song? Give me an example.
You've got to pick it up on the door too. Yeah. So you just kind of okay. like, give it little kind of like a beat.
Okay.
Okay.
Beth Malone plays. So in a role reversal, yeah. Beth Malone plays the what do you call it part?
Bill Bim. Sykes.
Bill. And then
Seth Rudetsky plays Nancy.
Nancy, as long as she needs me,
I would. Die for that production.
So, oh my God, I'm so sorry, Brian wins.
Yeah.
That's so good.
Gender blind Oliver.
As long as he
gender neutral Oliver.
I love
that. Oh, goodness. Great. I'm just going to put all the cards in the middle.
Yeah.
I don't need
so to. That concludes our us
That's
only
pretty much
episode.
It, guys.
So as per usual, we end every episode with a quote.
Yeah.
Don't forget, you can follow us on Instagram and Twitter at Broadwasted. We're also on Facebook is Broadwasted, and find us on iTunes.
Yep.
Yeah.
So tonight.
Which you probably already did if you're listening.
I kind of got into that Bye Bye Birdie mode.
Okay.
Oh.
We'll be coast to coast with our favorite host, Ed Sullivan.
Ed Sullivan.
And as
him to Ed Sullivan is so weird.
Him to Sunday night. So here we are at the end.
Zoo-doo-wah-bum.
Thanks so much. We'll hope you, and the people
bye.
And the bye.
Bye. Oh God.
Falsettos.
Consecutive productions of falsettos.
Hey, it's Leslie Odom Jr. here on the Broadway Podcast Network to tell you about the RISE Theater Directory, a program of Maestro Music. RISE is a national online resource designed to connect and empower backstage and administrative and creative theater professionals from underrepresented backgrounds. If you work or aspire to work in the theater community, this can help you find your next project. And if you hire theater professionals, search the RISE Theater Directory to find your next team. Create your profile now and get more information by visiting risetheater.org. That's theater with an RISETHEATRE.org, because only together we rise.